like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living if without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Good morning, Dr. Rachel Spaeth.
Happy April showers.
Well, oh, isn't that something? I was going to say that.
Oh.
Let me say it.
You say it.
Happy April showers.
Oh, I like the cadence of that.
Thank you so much. I'm Steve Garner, and we are both in the KSRO greenhouse. We have a roof over our head, unlike Dennis Dunn, who is out at the original certified farmers market this morning. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Rachel. How are you guys?
I am fine, thank you. Did some of our farmers and vendors show up today?
Yeah. It's a small but very, very powerful group.
Well, start us off with a virtual tour of what looks fresh and delicious at the market.
Well, I'm standing in front of Duncan's Mushrooms. And, of course, they've got, I don't know what, let's see, 10 different varieties of mushrooms today.
Wow, that's amazing.
From portobellas to maitake to Alba Beach clamshell mushrooms.
Yum.
Trumpet Royale. So you name it, they've got it. Mushroom soup, stuffed mushrooms, mushroom risotto. Do with what you will.
Okay.
Let's see. Farm Sinclair. Our friend Lee is here, and he's got some beautiful Little Jim and red butter lettuces. Along with some Siberian kale, as opposed to, I don't know, Ukrainian kale. I'm not sure. But it looks really nice. And bok choy and, of course, spinach. It's going to be a little disjointed because we're not in our normal spot. So, folks, when you come down, walk around. You might, your normal vendor might not be in his normal spot. Your favorite vendor might not be in his normal spot. So just be aware of that. Let's see. Winter Sisters Farm is here. They've got their potatoes out and carrots. Beets, of course, they're wonderful greens, lettuce mixes, kale, arugula, all kinds of good stuff. Ortiz Farm is here. Ooh, she has artichokes today.
Ooh, yum.
So that's good. And she's got some beautiful broccoli. Hector has asparagus today.
Nice.
And, of course, Singing Frog Farm with their wide variety of veggies at this point in time in the season.
It's funny, I thought you said there's a vendor selling carrots today, and I thought, wait a second, is this some carrot and chard hybrid vegetable? but I realized you didn't say that. It was just my faulty hearing this morning. Anything in the fruit world?
Let's see. Schlutowitz is here, and they have, let me think about this one for a second, citrus. And Shoup and Williamson Farm is here. There's strawberries and avocados as well.
All right.
So there is some fruit here, but not a lot, but that's okay.
What can you do for us carnivores out there in Radio Land?
And I think I'm going to grab some on my way home. Anna Seafood has ahi poke for $10 today.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a giveaway.
I know.
That is a giveaway. And I think I'm going to have to grab maybe 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not sure yet.
Wow, that's great.
But I might have to. let's see. Who else is here? Of course, Chef Thibault at Woodland Charcuterie is here with all of his bacons and sausages and salumes and the like. Achadina is here with their great cheeses. And, of course, they've got beef and pork as well. Mount Eaton cheese is here. Ooh, it looks like they're tasting some good stuff today, too. I haven't been over there yet. So Mount Eaton cheese is here. Silver Sky Ranch, chicken and beef. And I mentioned Achadina. And I think Hector's got all of his cuts of beef today as well.
Well, that sounds like a full house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Like I said, small but powerful.
Mm-hmm. Sugar, carbs, I need them.
Let's see, where am I? Let's see, Baker E is here, which is always good. The pastry girl, sweet and or savory pretzels is here. Cousteau's is here, of course, with all of their variety of goodies. And Mendocino Baking with all of their gluten-free stuff. Cacao Bakery with all their vegan stuff. And, of course, Full Circle Bakery from Pengrove with breads and the like.
Sounds beautiful. Restaurant Row is up next.
Let's see. Over in that corner is Mi Fiesta, Tamales Enchiladas, and the like. Small Pie Pizza Company is here. Somebody else is over here, too. I'm walking over that way now. Small Pie Pizza is here. The Jewish Deli, bagels. You can get a bagel sandwich if you'd like. And I think that is actually it for prepared food today.
All righty. Anyone tuning up?
No, not today. But a couple of things. One, it is a little bit chilly out. Vietnamese coffee is here if you want to grab Vietnamese coffee or a matcha latte. And, of course, Myriad Coffee with all of his pour-overs and the like. One other thing. And near and dear to my heart, and yes, I've already tasted it, we have a new fermented hot sauce vendor.
Ooh, right after your own heart.
Right there. They are, actually, like I said, I've already tasted one of them. I'll go back and taste the others. It is Pepper Hill Organic Fermented Hot Sauce. Like I said, the one that I tasted was really good. So stop by and say hi to those guys. To that guy, I should say. There's only one of them. Stop by and say hi and get a taste.
So you haven't tried it yet?
I've tried one of them. I haven't tried the other two yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy has high standards.
He
this thing has done.
I know. Absolutely.
That's very exciting. Great market. And, boy, if there's no reason other than just to go and get some fantastic honest seafood this morning.
Yeah.
Some poke, $10 a pound.
That's amazing.
Fantastic. The original certified farmers market. This is the place that should be on your radar for the best in farm fresh food every Wednesday and Saturday morning from 8:30 to 1 o'clock at the Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road Mark West Springs exit. Look for the white billowing tents. Look for the happy smiling faces and support Sonoma County Agriculture, our longest-running year-round farmer's market since the late 1960s. Dennis Dunn, stay dry.
I'm going to try. Like I said, I got going this morning with some good country swing, courtesy of Asleep at the Wheel, and a 20-ounce coffee, so I'm ready to go.
Look out, that man's dangerous. Talk next Saturday.
You guys be good. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Dennis Dunn, the rain's not going to keep that guy down. Huh? I mean, and we need it, don't we?
Oh, we sure do need the rain. It's still the rainy season.
Oh, I forget.
You know, I think we all forget because the April showers and the Mayflowers and our last frosty really isn't until sometime in May, even though we never really see that anymore.
Absolutely right. We will take a quick break and come back and do our formal introduction of Dr. Rachel Spaeth. I'd love to. It's one of the high points for me to be able to pronounce your name correctly and also where you work. It's Steve Garner, and we're taking live phone calls. I know this is kind of a dying breed, live radio. Everything is recorded or satellite delay. No, we do it old school, and we like it that way. You can reach us on the radio this morning at 707-636-1350, or if your preferred method of communication is email, we offer that service too. The email is steve@ksro.com. Any gardening-related comment, related question you have for Dr. Rachel Spaeth, she will gladly tackle and give you a definitive answer. We've been helping people answer their gardening questions since 1987. It's the longest-running radio gardening program in the country, and we would love to welcome you to the show this morning.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local Diamond certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
This was my first kitchen remodel, and my knowledge of products and construction was limited, so I was a bit overwhelmed. I was referred to Cabinets 101 by several friends, and Stan listened to all my ideas and provided multiple choices and price options. He offered suggestions, but was never pushy, and explained all the details. The remodel was professional and on time. I love my new kitchen thanks to Stan and Cabinets 101.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt. The guy who makes your car look so dusty and dull? Do me a favor. Please steer clear of the Three Love car washes in Santa Rosa and the new location in Rohnert Park at 6258 Redwood Drive north of the expressway. With their next level washing technology, free vacuums, and convenient unlimited wash packages, it's obvious Love Car Wash has a problem with me. Covering your ride in dusty filth is a tough job. And a visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting-edge protectants like Graphene and Ceramic Extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job?
Check out Love Car Wash monthly packages. Right now, get the first month for 50% off. More info at luvcarwash.com.
The name is Love, so where's the love for dirt, Love Car Wash? Where's the love?
Traveling can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Next time you're planning a trip, fly out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, flying out of STS is the perfect way to start your journey. And with its convenient location, your trip starts sooner at STS. Grab a bite to eat, a glass of wine, and enjoy the beautiful new terminal. Book your next trip today at flysts.com. STS, half the distance, twice the experience.
Join Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, the newest mother-daughter real estate team in the North Bay, every Sunday morning at 9 on the Real Estate Hour, right here on KSRO. Sonoma County real estate market updates and knowledge from real estate professionals born and raised in the North Bay. For podcasts, go to KSRO.com. The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman, Sunday mornings at 9 on KSRO. DRE license number 017-20334 and 022-09237.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
In the KSRO Greenhouse, I'm Steve Garner, along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. That would be her right across in this fabulous outfit this morning.
Oh, why, thank you.
I love it. What is that, your special shirt? What does that shirt say?
Oh, it just says museum collector on it and has a bunch of bugs.
Oh, because of your entomology background.
Yes.
Did you used to wear that when you were lecturing?
Not usually when I'm lecturing. Usually I wear something a little more professional. But, on field days, you can catch me wearing something like this.
Yeah. Dr. Spaeth is the research horticulturalist at the National Clonal Germplasm Repository. It's a mouthful. Curator for the Prunus Collection. That's based in Davis, down south of us, with the orchards in beautiful Winters, California. That means she's in charge of apricots and peaches and plums and almonds, right?
Almonds count.
Almonds count. Yep. And cherries.
And cherries.
Mm. Now, speaking of cherries, you do have cherry trees, don't you?
I have about 300 cherry trees.
Yeah. And the winter's gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And this rain must have devastated them.
The rain, you know, a lot of them are quite mature and they should be okay, but we actually have ripe fruit already.
It's unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. So I went out first week of April to put out my spotted-winged Drosophila traps to monitor for them.
Now back up. Say that a little slower.
Yes. I went out on April 1st to monitor for spotted-winged Drosophila. It's a fruit fly. That gets into the fruit and makes the fruit all wormy. So I call them protein-packed cherries. But what that also does is it makes a little wound on the surface of them, and then it makes it so brown rot can get in, and then your cherries are not edible. Okay. Spotted-winged Drosophila is something that commercial-scale growers do control for with different pesticide applications and things like that. But if you want to just see if you're getting some to your orchard before your fruit is ripe, you can make a homemade sticky trap, which is what I did. I took an old soup container, like a to-go container, that's a clear plastic container, and I poked some holes in the outside of it that are small in diameter, about the size of a pencil or smaller, and I highlighted those in red marker, so it looks red, because they're attracted to the color red. And then I put 4 raspberries in the bottom of it, and a yellow sticky paper.
I'd go for that.
Right? Absolutely. since it's in the orchard, I don't want the yellow sticky paper out where fledgling birds could run into it or off-target things, right? So that's why I have it in this container with just these small holes that only the fruit flies can go into. And when I went to hang my traps, I had ripe fruit.
You did.
Yeah. Yes. Now, the cultivar that it's on is what I call my indicator tree. It's usually the first one ripe in the collection, but usually for first ripe, that's like the third or fourth week of April. And I thought it was the biggest April Fool's joke that my orchard could have played on me this
year. Did you taste these cherries?
I did.
And
I probably should have eaten 10 less because I ate too many. and then I had to send it up to my collaborator at Washington State and all the other cherry people that I know and say, how are your orchards doing? Like, what is going on in your neck of the woods? The breeder up at Washington State, he said that his season was very compressed for doing intentional hybridization on some of his cherry cultivars. So just a shorter window, but he was still able to get some things. And then in Geneva, New York, where our other portion of the collection is, things are waking up slower there because they did still have snow and and things like that. So they're still pretty much on track for their season, but boy, are we early.
We really are. And can we expect more cherries, our local backyard growers?
So I think we can. And there's a couple of things that happened this year with the weather that made it so that we could have these earlier cherries. Over there, for the first time in many, many years, we had tule fog. That's the fog that comes up from the ground instead of coming in from the coast. Mm-hmm. Over here on this side of the hill, we get coastal fog. They get the fog that comes up from the ground. And their tule fog made it so that the cherries actually got enough chill hours. They were around 1,000 chill hours over the winter. Even though we didn't get cold, we had days where there was no sunshine on those buds. So the buds couldn't warm up or mature, which is great for fruit set. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of weeks ago, we hit 93. And it's been consistently in the 80s over there since then. So the combination of having adequate chill and then subsequent warm has made it. So I actually have 4 cultivars of cherries that are ripe in the collection right now. So I like to joke with people and say, you know, California cherries aren't the best cherries, but we sure are the earliest.
Uh-huh. May not be the best, but we're the earliest.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so actually the Washington crop is coming pretty soon.
I think it'll be coming pretty soon, and maybe if they've experienced some of the similar conditions. The tule fog is a pretty rare case of something that's, you know, defined in the Central Valley of California, so maybe they won't have the same experience as we're having over there, but I think it'll be a really good California cherry season.
Well, I can't wait. We're already seeing them trickling into the market, but when you try them, they're just not quite ready.
They just don't quite have the flavor that you want quite yet.
They look great. But
they are the earliest.
They're the earliest. Exactly. And apricots, what do you think about apricots? This is terrible to get this type of rain right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was really hopeful for apricots earlier on up until this weekend, and now I don't see that the rain is knocking off my fruitlets yet. It hasn't been that intense. The wind hasn't been that intense. So I'm not worried about that. But what I am worried about is irregular watering. I did turn on my irrigation system just to prime it and make sure that I'm getting rid of any leaks or breaks, make sure my batteries are working and the timers and stuff like that. But now we're getting inundated with more water. So instead, so it's that inconsistent watering that's going to cause the fruitlets to drop, perhaps.
So apricots are really up in the air.
It's really up in the air. It's less of a bust than usual. I would say, like, maybe there's
still
a chance.
That's a great way of putting it.
I'm still trying to be pretty hopeful.
It's terrible, but it's not as devastating as it could be.
As it could be, yeah. Because usually, I mean, if you think about it, usually we get, like, a really hard rainstorm in March that we didn't really experience. And sometimes we still get another really hard one. This is coming in more gently than predicted, I think.
Did you experience any lightning and thunder trauma the past few days?
Yeah, we were quite awakened to the rumbling and the shaking of the house the other night. That was exciting.
We had some dinner. We had dinner with friends who live in West Sebastopol, and we said, "Well, how about the thunder and lightning? Did it knock you out of your bed?" And they said, "What thunder and lightning?"
Oh.
We said, well, did the rain? They said, oh, yeah, we got a lot of rain, but we didn't hear any thunder nor see any lightning.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if it was more in the eastern part of the county that experienced this.
Yeah, maybe more of the eastern part of the county. The person that I went to go see the other day in Sonoma said that he had experienced it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How did your children do?
Oh, you know, I think the old one slept through it, and the young one, well, it shook him right out of bed.
I was going to, when it woke me up at, I think it was 4:45 or so, something like that, I said, oh, great time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But then it started thundering and lightning, so I just pulled the covers over my head like a little girl, a little frightened girl.
Yeah, just back underneath.
In bed.
Stay cozy. Yeah.
We'll take a break, just a couple of minutes. And by the way, Dr. Spaeth is here. She is primed. Her brain is at full working order this morning to answer any and all gardening questions. Now, I know you're not going to be out gardening today, but in the next couple of days, the sun's going to be back, and you'll want to go out to your favorite nursery and go out and see how your plants are doing. So take a quick look around. And if you have a photo you'd like to send us of a plant that's not doing well, please, if you have a errant weed or something that's popped up and you're wondering, I've never seen this before. Dr. Spaeth probably has. Send us a photo to Garden Talk, but there's nothing quite better than talking with us. We'd love to chat with you this morning live on the show, 707-636-1350. Come on, what else you got to do? You're not going to go out shopping in this crazy weather this morning. Hang out by the radio and talk gardening this morning. Or shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
May is too late. If graduation announcements and party invites are still on your list, now is the time, because this moment, it only happens once. At Shutterbug Camera Shops, they've got everything to make your grad shine. Create custom photo collages or slideshows that tell their story. Yes, even those first day of kindergarten photos. Turn that senior portrait into a stunning canvas or metal print, perfect for the party and something you'll keep forever. And for a gift that lasts, cameras, lenses, and gear they'll use for years to come. Because graduation isn't just a day. It's the start of everything. Shutterbug in Santa Rosa, prepared to preserve your most precious memories from capture to print.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
Did you know Sebastopol Hardware has a huge pet center, including live fish, tanks, and accessories? How's your bearded dragon? What about your snake, gecko, or turtle? Reptile and amphibian diets are so important. The Sebastopol Hardware Pet Center carries heat lamps, water dishes, and dietary supplements. For feathered friends, specialized seed blends and a great selection of toys. Medicated and non-medicated chicken feed, too. Plus a full range of food, treats, toys, beds, and care supplies for your cats and dogs. Essentials for your small critters. refrigerators too. Shop local and save on Super Saturdays, the first Saturday of the month, with store-wide savings from pet supplies to hardware and garden. You'll get 20% off almost everything. Seniors 60 plus also save 20% on Senior Wednesday, the first Wednesday of each month, unless the store is closed for a holiday. Sebastopol Hardware, celebrating 60 years of serving Sonoma County and proudly supporting the Sonoma County Humane Society and Compassion Without Borders. Visit online at SebastopolHardware.com.
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? Help people in need or stand on the sidelines watching? Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same? My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard, and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a wet and cloudy overnight later this afternoon, we can look to around a half an inch of rain with daytime highs in the mid to high 50s. In the evening, cloudy skies and up to another half an inch of rain should leave us with overnight lows in the mid 40s. Looking ahead, thunderstorms are expected to return sometime tomorrow. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Besides the obvious side benefit of us having extra rain, which is wonderful, I am particularly happy, as I know many of our listeners are, because this means that allergy season will be getting a little shorter.
Oh, probably. That's so lovely.
Right?
Yes, the allergies have been so bad this year.
They have been really bad. But this rain knocks down a lot of pollen, and that's I'm looking for that upside also.
Definitely.
So actually the scratchy throat, the sneezing, the watery eyes, much less after this.
Much less, and I'm very grateful for the free car wash.
Oh.
Because I drive across the 37 every day, and this is the time of year when the flies, they do the little fly tornado things.
So you have like a filthy mobile.
Oh my gosh, it's just, yeah. People look at me, when are you going to wash your car? Well, is there rain in the forecast? That's when
really
my car
great.
Gets washed.
So we've talked about the potential downside to some of our early fruits like cherries and apricots. Everything other fruit-wise will probably be fine because they don't start fruiting and blossoming until a little bit later on.
Pretty much. But the other thing that I would be concerned about right now is to monitor for fire blight that's going to occur in your apples and pears. When we get these kind of warmer rains, it's not warm rain. If you go to the south, you're going to get warm rain, right? But this is warmer rain than what we get throughout the rest of the winter. These conditions, followed by a heat unit after that, are like primo conditions for fire blight.
Oh.
So what you'll be looking for then on your apples and pears is it looks like somebody took a blowtorch to the end of your sticks on those. And you want to make sure that you're cutting that out. Now, but when you cut that out, you need to go, I use my fancy tools, my fingers, and I go the wingspan between the tip of my thumb and my pinky, so like the hang loose symbol.
Okay.
If you're making the hang
loose. I'm doing
loose
this on that.
Like the
surfers.
Oh, no, that's the metal symbol. That's between your index finger and your pinky. You want to go thumb to pinky.
Thumb
to pinky, a little bit
further.
Oh,
I got it.
There
how's that?
Go. Yeah, hang
thumb
loose.
To pinky.
Yeah, exactly. Hang loose. So you take that fancy tool with you out into the orchard, and you want it about that far away from where you see that blowtorch indicator.
Pinky length.
And you want to clip that off.
Oh.
Because you're going below where you
not
see the symptom. No, don't cut off the pinky. Keep the pinky intact. Otherwise, that's a different trip, and then you still have orchard work to do, which is no fun.
Okay.
So, and then when you look at the stick that you've cut off, you want to look at the end of that stick so you see the diameter of the stick. And if it looks like there's still flecks of rust color on that, that's where the bacterium is that causes that fire blight. So that means you didn't get enough, and then you got to cut back further. And it's a thing that you want to sanitize your tools between cuts, because you can transmit it from one part of your tree to the other. And at the Burbank Gardens, we had an apple that was particularly susceptible to fire blight. It's a Winterstein apple, so it's a cross of a Gravenstein that Burbank made a long time ago, so a historically important cultivar. Doesn't make that great at apples, but that's a different story. When I would go out and prune
I remember tasting that one of the apple events you put on years ago.
Yeah, it's like kind of gritty. Like maybe it's okay for saucing, but maybe it's not going to work for like anything else. Big apples, they're pretty. So I would take like three pairs of pruners with me, and I would constantly have two in a dunking solution. For dunking solution, what works for that, a bleach solution will work, but it will eventually rust your pruners. It's kind of hard on your material. So some people will use like a Lysol spray or something like that, but that's a bleach product.
What do you use?
So I use hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, better than bleach. Milder, but still disinfecting.
Milder, still disinfecting, but also isn't quite as hard on your pruners. You're not going to get as much rust development on that. And so I have a little container, and I clip, and then I put that one in there, and I pull out the next one, and I clip, and I put it in the container. And that's how I work my way around the tree, and I can be a little bit faster that way.
Have you experienced this rust at the Winter's Orchards, too, or just at the Luther Burbank where you were
Just at the Luther Burbank. We don't really have much that's susceptible to fire blight out at the Winter's Repository because we don't have apples or pears, but we do have loquats, and loquats are another thing that can be susceptible to fire blight.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So be careful about fire blight.
I would say just keep a close eye on your trees and monitor for that. And if anybody else has an experience that they want to share with people, please feel free to call in and share how you're managing it. It is an unfortunate thing that a lot of our street trees are those Bradford pears, because the Bradford pears are particularly susceptible to it, and and those trees aren't necessarily maintained for that.
Yeah, they're beautiful trees.
They are beautiful trees.
Are they in bloom now?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
So we've talked about the downside to some of our fruit trees after the rain, during the rain, but also our roses.
Oh my goodness, I know. The roses are looking so spectacular right now, and we just did a neighborhood walk and smelled all of them that are over a fence just to see what they're like. But now, if we don't, you could go out and shake a little bit of the water off as we have little breaks in the rain, but a lot of that moisture is going to get into those flowers, and it's just going to make them moldy.
Yeah. Enjoy them while you can.
Maybe
cut them while you can and bring them
in. Cut them and bring them inside to enjoy them while you can. Absolutely.
So we have a question from Claudio. Claudio writes, "Hi, Garden Talk. My Thompson grapes are," he says grape, "are," well, maybe grapes, "are 6 and 7 years old. I had," let's see. "Hi, my Thompson grapes are 6 and 7 years old. I had," let's see, "any grapes?" Is that what it says, the first 2 years?
Oh, not one grape, I think.
"And not one grape. Yeah. Well, what am I doing wrong?" And he did send a photo, several photos. Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to look at these photos?
Yeah, I've gotten a chance to look at these photos. These are some great pictures. That looks like you have a lot of nice foliage growth on here. The one thing that does kind of concern me is there's an image that looks a little bit closer at the trunk of this grape.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking at the trunk of this grape, I see a cut that's been made there. Really low. So unless he started this from a cutting himself, which people do, grapes are pretty easy to just start by cutting. If he had purchased these plants, they probably came in as a grafted plant. And then my concern is that they actually cut off the graft and that he's left with rootstock. So a question that I would have would be if he's ever seen flowers on them at all. So grape flowers are very, I guess the word is inconspicuous
tiny, they're small?
They're tiny, they're small, they're the same color as the leaves and the stems, the green stems. So they're not very obvious. They're kind of hard to see. If it is rootstock, it's a possibility that he has a male instead of a female. And the Thompson seedless, because it's seedless, it has to all be propagated by grafting or by rooted cuttings. So that's what I would think about first, is if he's ever even seen flowers.
And if he has not.
If he has not ever seen flowers, then I would look at the nutrition that's been provided to this plant. If you have a too high of a nitrogen ratio to your potassium and phosphorus, you're going to get a lot of great vegetative growth and no fruit. They're a little bit more sensitive than some of the other things. You're going to get really long, nice canes, but no fruit.
Boy, this is a tough one to solve.
It is a tough one to solve.
The plant looks so healthy.
It's a very healthy looking plant. You know, I don't see any signs of like phylloxera, or there's no chlorosis in the veins. So I don't see anything that looks like a virus. Like a grape mosaic virus or anything like that. So those are the two things that I would keep an eye out for, is looking for flowers.
When would those be coming? Right about now?
Right about now and a little bit from now. So it's a little bit early for flowers, and for the Thompson seedless, I want to say it's a little bit later in the season. Like you'd see it maybe at the beginning of next month.
And he's had this for 7 years, he said?
7 years is a lot of time to not get fruit from something that's either a grafted cultivar or a rooted cutting.
Okay.
So it may also be that if it's taking up too much space for you and you're still not getting fruit and you're not getting any flowers, you might look at replacing it.
That's so pretty.
It's a very pretty, and it's filling in his fence nicely for how he has it woven.
And Thompson is one of those recommended varietals for up here, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Thompson seedless does great for us. There's another one that we give out at the Scion Exchange that's called Glenora. That's another really old cultivar that's also seedless. Really, really beautiful purple grapes, and they make good raisins, too.
Okay.
And we will have that one. One of our members who champions that cultivar, whenever the California Rare Fruit Growers does their summer tree sale at the Original Certified Farmers Market, we often have the Glenora.
Glenora. I like the name.
It's a lovely name.
Is it a red or a green type?
It's a purple.
It's purple.
Deep, deep purple.
But seedless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Claudia, that's not good news overall.
Yeah, but some things to check for. You know, keep monitoring to see if you see those little flowers. They're going to be really not obvious.
And if he sees flowers, then what?
Yeah, send us pictures. If he sees flowers and he can send us pictures, then if I have a close-up, I can probably identify if they're male or female flowers from that.
And then what's the next step? So you identify the flowers.
If I identify the flowers and I say it's a male, then either you have to decide, like, okay, I want to keep this pretty thing that I've been working so hard on, and you could graft female varieties onto it. So you don't have to start from scratch with your scaffold that you have.
Oh.
I would just take a little paint and, you know, paint where that graft union is, wherever you end up sticking it on your long canes there, so that you don't cut it off accidentally.
So explain a little basic elementary botany to me. You said male or female flowers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, so either they make pollen or they make fruit. Not all grapes are like that. Most of them are self-fertile. A lot of them are self-fertile.
But Thompson?
Or they have both male and female parts. Not necessarily Thompson, but some of the ones that we use as rootstock, we don't care if they're male or female. We just want the disease resistance.
Sure.
So it's entirely possible that he's gotten a male cultivar.
So he's never going to get any fruit.
So he might not get any fruit if it has male flowers only.
Oh, and is that something that he could have prevented when he planted this?
No, that's not something he could have necessarily prevented when he planted it. But again, looking at the base of that trunk and seeing where those cuts are really, really low on there, it's entirely possible that the rootstock was more vigorous than the cultivar.
So it took over.
So it took over and then got accidentally pruned off because maybe it didn't look as good as the other
one. Really interesting question and a great answer, Dr. Spaeth. So Claudio, I hope you were listening to that. And if you have any follow-up questions or comments, please call us or email us, steve@ksro or 707-636-1350. And I bet there's a lot of grape growers out there. We know a lot of grape growers listen to the show,
definitely,
both commercial vinifera growers and also table grape growers. So if you have some input and comments,
please share.
If you've experienced those particular problems, please share that information with us and our listeners.
If you're crazy about your pets and love your livestock, then it's time to visit us at Larson's Feed and Pet Supply. Hi, I'm Ken Larson.
And I'm Amy Larson. We have everything you need to keep your animals happy.
Nutritious pet foods and top quality feed for your livestock. Horses, cows, goats, chickens, llamas, whatever you're raising.
At Larson's Feed and Pet Supply, we also have a wide selection of toys, treats, bedding, and accessories.
And when you need some expert advice, just ask. Our team can help you choose the right products.
Ranchers, hobby farmers, and devoted pet people make Larson's their only stop for supplying everything necessary for happy animals.
Stop by today and see why Larson's is a local favorite for everything feed and pet.
We're just west of Cotati on Gravenstein Highway and online at larsonsfeedandpetsupply.com. Order online for in-store pickup or delivery.
L-A-R-S-E-N-S feedandpetsupply.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Larson's Feed and Pet Supply.
Oh man, I can't believe this.
Hey Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work, and they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
If you have a gardening question, KSRO's Garden Talk has the answers. We've been answering gardening questions since 1987, and you can reach us anytime during the two-hour live show, Saturday morning, 9 to 11, rain or shine, 707-636-1350, or shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Let's grab a question from Miriam, who's calling about her apricot tree. Good morning, Miriam. You're on with Dr. Spaeth.
Hi, I have a 7-year-old apricot tree in my backyard, and as per usual, sometimes we get fruit, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we get fruit set and then it drops. This year, I'm curious to hear how Rachel's apricots are doing. Mine is has set fruit, and it's dropping about, I'd say, average of 10 fruit a day. Mm-hmm. And there, some of them are about an inch in diameter, and some of them are still like large peas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the ones that are about the size of large peas might have not gotten pollinated. Oh. So those are typical for it to fall off, of course. The other ones that are a little bit larger, those are fruits that did set. They did get pollinated. And your tree, I often experience at least 30% drop at my location in Santa Rosa, which is a lot. Over in winters, it can be considerably less, but we have high wind over there. So the high wind will actually cause us to lose fruit more than the tree just intentionally dropping it. This year it was kind of shaping up to be a really great season, and now we're getting this extra inundation of water. So I do expect to see a bit more fruit drop on my trees. But I still think I'm going to get something this year, which is better than quite a lot of years with the apricots over here in Sonoma County.
Not much anyone can do about it, is there, at this point?
Not particularly. I mean, I would still wait to intentionally thin. Like, if you did get a really good crop set this year, I would still wait until after this rain is over and then kind of keep an eye on the forecast through maybe into the beginning of May before I would intentionally thin anything. And then with my intentional thinning, that's when I'm going to do the rock-on sign, right? And I'm going to thin with apricots between my forefinger and pinky, give about 4 to 6 inches of space between each fruit so that they'll size up nicely.
I think it would be very problematic to try to thin. I can, you know, they're green, and the foliage just camouflages
it
them like
really
crazy.
It really hides them well, yeah, absolutely. But the thing with thinning is the earlier that you can thin, the more sugar will be allocated to the other fruits, and the bigger they'll size up. So it's always heartbreaking. I'm greedy, right? I want to keep as much fruit as possible, and it doesn't matter to me if they're small and concentrated because I'm not making money off that fruit. It might make it into the house if I didn't eat it on the way in.
But the canopy, the camouflage, is kind of difficult to separate and find this.
Definitely, yeah, because the apricots, they have those nice big almost heart-shaped leaves with the dangly petioles, so they'll spin and they really hide the fruit well in there. So I would see what this rainstorm causes you to drop, and if you look at your tree and you're like, okay, well, it already dropped off 30%, you probably don't need to go in and hand thin.
The other thing that's happening that has never happened before is some of these one-inch fruits are dropping and already have a round brown spot on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I have a fungal problem.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like you've got a brown rot problem there. So the product that we've mentioned before for peach leaf curl also works for brown rot. That's what they used in the canning industry for many, many years and still do in the organic canning industry. The active ingredient in that is potassium sorbate, and the two products are bee safe. If you have other problems like scale or mites or thrips, the bee safe by Orbico Organics is a good product for that.
You can find that online.
You can find that online, and they do have it at some of the like hydroponic grow stores. Mm-hmm. The other product is called All Phase, and it's just potassium sorbate, and it's typically used for peach leaf curl, powdery mildew, and for brown rot.
Do you have a preference?
It would be beneficial to spray it now.
Yeah, to get those fruit, especially. I would wait until the rain is done. But after the rain is gone, because we have those kind of more humid conditions in your canopy, that's going to be when brown rot becomes most active.
What do you prefer? Do you use the polys?
So at my own house, I have scale and I have mites and I have some other problems that I want to manage for. So I use the Bee Safe at my house. Mm-hmm. We did use the All Phase this year in the entire peach collection. And we were late getting the spray on just from field conditions and tractors down and people being out. So we didn't actually get a spray on until St. Patrick's Day, which is very late. Usually I like to have it Valentine's Day and maybe even one in January if I can. And we are already seeing a dramatic impact on that. Now, I see another email question this is going to tie into here. This rain is going to cause a new flush of leaves, which might bring out more peach leaf curl in your peaches and nectarines. So
apricots too?
And well, apricots don't get the peach leaf curl because they're not susceptible to it. But the brown rot that she's experiencing in the fruit could be solved.
So it still would be beneficial to spray once it dries up with maybe the Bee Safe.
Yeah, be safe if you have other problems like scale or thrips or anything like that, aphids. If you don't have those other problems, then the all phase works great.
Does that help?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for your call. It's very timely.
And keep us in the loop in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we want to know how many apricots you end up with.
last year I had two.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, were they delicious?
They were okay. Uh-huh. They weren't real big, but they were just two.
Just
okay.
Two.
I know. Well, our gardeners are always very hopeful, aren't we? That's what binds us together. Thanks, Miriam.
Thank you.
Yeah, eternal optimists, right?
We have to be.
Even in the face of disappointment, we say, come on, no.
Yes.
I know I can
change
the conditions. Somehow you lose, but it's fun, though.
It is.
It's great. Thanks for the call, Miriam. That opened up a great discussion for many people that are having similar issues. Back right after this.
Transform your home with Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors from DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ's is a Milgard certified dealer, so your choices are wide open when it comes to selecting beautifully designed Milgard windows and patio doors. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344. Online at djsglass.com. djsglass.com. Service when you need it.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Centerline 33 brings pickleball and complete wellness together in Sonoma County with brand new indoor and outdoor courts, a full fitness center, cold plunge, red light therapy, and an elegant welcoming environment. It's a place to stay active and socialize. From leagues, lessons, and open play to private event bookings, team building outings, and employee appreciation events, Centerline 33 is designed for connection. Rain or shine, pickleball always happens here. Grand opening pricing now available at a huge discount. Discover more at centerline33.com.
Divorce can turn your world upside down. Questions about your children, your home, your finances, everything suddenly feels uncertain. At Sonoma County Legal Line, attorney Alyssa Ehrlich and her experienced team help people just like you navigate the legal side of life's most personal challenges. Whether you're facing divorce, child custody decisions, support issues, or property division, you don't have to figure it out alone. As a certified legal specialist in family law and licensed since 1987, Alyssa Ehrlich understands both the emotional weight and the legal complexity of family law cases.